We continue our learning of the Nishmas David b'Menachem Yishtem Nicham Yaakov b'Pedachos Aliyah and Avos Perikei Mishnah Yud. Arba Midos Ba'adam. The Mishnah here teaches us that we can categorize man, classify man to four different categories. Speaking about a person's attitude towards other people, their willingness to give, giver of their possessions. So the Mishnah begins with the first category. Ha'omer Shali Shali V'Shalcha Shalach. So the first category of some is someone who says, what mine is mine, and what yours is yours. Bar Tanur says, "Ein yoseh lahanoscha." I don't want to give you any benefit, but at the same time, halabait shelo tehneosi. But you don't have to give me any benefit either. So such a person, we say, is mida beinunus. This is the average behavior. He's a person who's he's an honest person. He's not taking anything from anybody, doesn't expect anything from anybody, doesn't expect a gift from other people. At the same time, he's not going to be giving other people as well. So that's one category. So the person is not a righteous person, he's not an evil person either. Then the Mishnah says, V'yesh omrim zomidas sedom. And others say that, no, someone says, shali, shali, what's mine is mine. Shalcha, shalcha, what's yours is yours. That's a midas sedom. So what does that mean? So Bar Tanura says the following. He says, Hakarov hadavar lavoli de midas sedom. What the Mishnah is saying is that if someone has that attitude, so it's possible that that may lead him to midas sedom. Shemitoch shehu rogil b'kach. If this is the type of attitude that he has on a regular basis, afilu b'davar shechaveru nehenah v'hu eino chaser. Even in a case where, let's say, he's so wealthy, does not going to cost him anything to give his friend something, and he still, in spite of that, it doesn't give his friend. This is the meat of people of Sodom. They didn't want anyone coming. They didn't want to have any guests, even though there are plenty of people had plenty of wealth they could share. Literally, the land was so wide, they were a very affluent city. They weren't lacking anything. So that's one explanation what it means. It means that this may lead, it's not necessarily a machlokes. Some say that this may lead to midas sedom. And others say, no, the Mishnah really is giving you a machlokes. There are those who claim that the attitude of shali, shali, shalach, shalach is a midah beinonis. And the other opinion says it's not true. That's precisely midas sedom. That's not going to lead to midas sedom. That's the attitude of sedom. And some claim that it may have to do with how much wealth a person has. If it really is not going to cost him anything in lahachis, he's not giving someone else, that's midas sedom. If it's something where a person doesn't have that much and he wants to keep it for himself, is not such a generous person, but at the same time doesn't expect anything from anyone else, so that's a midah beinonis. Okay, then the Mishnah says classification number two is shali shalach v'shalcha shali. What mine is yours and what yours is mine. So here, he's willing to give others, but expects in return. Amaretz. Such a person is an Amaretz. Now, when we hear Amaretz, we usually think this is a derogatory term. And according to some, maybe it is. It means here's a person who, at the same time of, certainly there's it's a reciprocal relationship. And we shouldn't, certainly a person is not an evil person, not a wicked person, but we expect more of people. To assume that other people are going to be giving you, that's an amaretz. In fact, the Bar Tanura says, shenehenu mahana b'shav, it's equal, v'zehu yishuvo shel olam. This is what society, for civilization. This is the benefit of society. This is how society works. This is how business works. You give me, I'll give you give me. Aval eino yodea kra. But such a person like this, we call him an amaretz because he clearly is ignorant. He doesn't know the psukim. Dechsiv, in Mishlei Tesvav, a lot of people don't know psukim in Mishlei. The pasuk says, "V'sonei matanos yichyeh." I guess so. That's also a definition of amaretz. Doesn't even know a pasuk in Ksuvim. It says someone who will live, the one who despises matanos. We shouldn't be taking gifts from other people. We should be willing to give others. We should be generous. but we shouldn't expect in return. This is what we mean when we speak about Haaretz everywhere. So in a person who lives, it's a civilized person who wants obviously is interested in the welfare of society, but he doesn't have wisdom to be able to discern between what's appropriate, what's not appropriate, how do we achieve the goals of the welfare of society, of Tikkun Olam, and therefore, and he doesn't know the Psukim in Tanakh, so such a person we could call an Am Haaretz. And others claim that Am Haaretz is not a derogatory term at all. You look in the Chumash, we use Am Haaretz as a reference to the Jewish people, or even Beis Din. Am Haaretz, sometimes we speak, yes, it's a derogatory term, someone who's ignorant in halacha, is not careful in certain areas, is unaware, is uneducated. But here, we're using Am Haaretz like we use in the Chumash. And Am Haaretz in the Chumash just means a person of the land. He's not, this is what he's involved in society. You give to me, I'll give to you. And that's category number two. Sheli shalach shvashal chas shalach chasid. Person who's so generous, he says, what's mine is yours, and what's yours is yours. I don't expect anything in return. Such a person has the title of a chassid. Chassid means someone who's righteous, someone who's pious, in fact, greater than a tzaddik. Bar Tanur says, when we say chassid, what do we mean? Here's a person who goes beyond the letter of the law. So we could understand why Am Haaretz does it. It's not a negative term, because then there's no, who's the average person? It sounds like the average person, we would say, is Sheli, Sheli, Shalach, Shalach. That's Mida Beinidus, but some say that's Mida Sodom. So who's the regular person? So the regular person, oh, is the Chassid? No, that's Lifnei Mishur HaSadin. So maybe that's why Am Haaretz, we can understand, is just he's a regular person who's involved in business activity, wants the benefit of society. This is what you expect of regular people. But if you're going to, you're taking nothing from anybody, Shalcha Shalach, you keep what's yours, but Sheli Shalach, what's mine is yours as well, that is going to be a Chassid. And finally, the Mishnah says, Sheli Sheli Vishalcha Sheli Rasha. Person who says, what's mine is mine, and what's yours is mine. He's not willing to give anyone. It's not even a reciprocal relationship. Here, what's yours is mine, I'm taking from you, and what's mine is mine, I'm not willing to share. So that last attitude, as the Mishnah says, that's Rasha. That is the inclination of a Rasha who's always interested in his own financial benefit, is not interested in helping anybody else out. Perakei Mishnah Yidalef, Arba Midos Badeos. Now, so the previous Mishnah was Arba Midos Ba'adam, and this says that there are four Midos Badeos, which means there are four natures, and there's a debate whether this is really something that we expect is something that where people are genetically inclined, programmed to act in such a way, or maybe no, these are things that develop as well, nature versus nurture, different ways to understand the Mishnah. So Mishnah here says like this. So Deos, usually we have the Rambam Hilchos Deos, usually refers to people's nature or their personality. So the Mishnah says like this. The first category, Noach lichos v'noach lirtzos. Here we're speaking about a person who is easy to anger, so that's not great. But Noach lirtzos, but also he's easy to appease. So such a person, says the Mishnah about him, Yotza scharo behefsedo. The schar that he gains by being Noach lirtzos, so willing to be appeased, is lost in Noach Lichos, in the fact that he is so quick to anger. As opposed to category number two, day or number two, Kasha Lichos V'Kasha Lirtzos, a person who is not quick to anger, is difficult to get angry, takes him a while to get angry. So that's a good midah. But V'Kasha Lirtzos, but also once he's angry, it's very difficult to appease. So what do we say about such a person? This actually seems to be a higher level than the previous category. Yatza Hefseido B'Scharo. What we say is that the loss that he has by kashya lirtzos, by taking very long to be appeased, is offset by the kashya lichos, by the fact that it takes him a long time to get angry. So as opposed to the previous, so it sounds like from the Mishnah that we view the second category a little bit better. It's better to be kashya lichos. In fact, says the Bar Tanur like this: Adam shekoi is category number one. Maher al kol davar, gets angry so quickly. Afal pishu choser misratza behera. Even though he's very quick to be appeased, Hefseidu Merumah Mischaro. His hefseid, his loss, is actually greater than the reward that he gets. Sherov Maasav Mikukolim, because most of his deeds are Mikukolim, we say are inappropriate, are ruined literally. Why? So because he gets so angry so quickly, he can't possibly act in an appropriate way as a Ben Torah. But if it takes him a long time to get angry, even though, yes, he has this bad midah that it takes him a while, then once he's angry, very takes him a while to calm down. This hefseid, this loss, that's small, that's little. That it takes him a while to be appeased, that's going to be lost is offset by the great schar he gets, shukasha lechos, verov masav mitukanim. Those, and therefore most of his actions are appropriate because it takes him so long to get angry. And then the Bartanura ends, the is de garasi ipcha. There are those who actually have the opposite text, where they claim that it's just the opposite, that the person who is quick to anger and quick to be appeased, that's the better person. His schar is greater than his hefseid. And the one, why? Because the fact that we look at the fact that he's appeased so quickly, that offsets the fact that he gets angry very quickly. But the other person who's kashelachos, just the opposite. He takes him a long time to get angry. It's very nice, but at the end of the day, once he's angry, it's very hard to calm him down so that his schar is offset by the loss. So, and then Bartanura says, Vigirisazu nearestly ikker. All right, he says, this I think is the primary text that we should have. So we can think about it ourselves, which do we feel is the better midah? Then the Mishnah says, Kasha lechosu noach lertos chasid, the person who is slow to anger, it's very difficult to get the person angry. And noach lertos, and once he's angry, he's easily appeased chasid, that's the person we call a chasid, that's an act of piety. And noach lechos v'kasha lertos, rasha, the person who's quick to anger, and once he's angry, it's very difficult to appease him, that person is a Russian.